This is my take on clothesline. I called. You didn't answer your phone. At first, I didn't mind very much. I went outside to take in the clothes. Your socks were sopping wet to the touch. Wendy came over. She wanted some eggs. She asked what the music was. I said, Clothesline Saga. It's brilliant. It's Bob. Then I rang you again, just because the signal was good. You didn't reply. I put out 3 shirts on the line. It was December the 13th, Monday. Everything seemed fine. I rang you again, you didn't answer, so I rang the office number at school. The secretary said she'd passed the message on. She sounded stressed, but not exactly rude. The dogs were barking at my neighbour outside. Is that the radio? She said. Heard the news, the main road's closed, the traffic's gone mad. The dogs played around by the hose. I said, oh, well, I don't have to go out. It's something I can forget. I went round the back with a basket of pegs to see if your shirts were still wet. I turned off the music. I folded the shirts. I thought I'd take the dogs for a walk. I thought I'd send you a text, but didn't. I only really wanted to talk. I was still half asleep, full of the weekend. I didn't really have a lot to say. A police car pulled up and a policeman got out. He said, are you Anne Gray? He said, could I come in? I said, yes, of course. I went into the house and Wendy met me. And then I shut all the doors.